السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 1st of February, corresponding with the 2nd of Shaban, 46. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Rabbi, lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you and Apa on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts, and insha'Allah al-Aziz, may the Ummah benefit from the beautiful discourses and nasihat rendered every morning by your good self, Hazrat Mufti Saab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem. Allah reward you and Appa and the family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Munli. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Sha'ban in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa and 95% of the countries and cities of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We read the following dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Sha'ban, and spare us for the honorable month of Ramadan Mubarak. And the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif in the chapter of Jumu'ah Friday. Similarly, in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani, the hadith is mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, who's buried right next to Majlisul Aqsa in Maqbaratul Rahmah, in the graveyard of mercy. And his honorable wife, that is Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu's wife, is buried there in Cyprus, Umm Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha. So which dua should we read, mention in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani? Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect us for Ramadan. No kidnapping, no hijacking, no accidents, no mishap. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا, and protect Ramadan for us. There's no war, and there's no scamdemic and plandemic and pandemic and so forth and so on. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلَا. Ya Allah, our broken actions, our humble actions and broken speech, Ya Allah, out of your grace, mercy, benevolence, you accept it. So these are the type of du'as we should be reciting, and try and by heart these supplications and these du'as, insha'Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, the 2nd of Sha'ban Mubarak, we focus on chapter 42, Surah to Shura, and that is mutual consultation, and verses number 46, 47, and 48 in today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala describes to us and explains to us what will happen on that day, the day of justice. And Almighty Allah states, وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And for them, the non-Muslims, there wouldn't be anybody, nobody would be there for them. Min awliya, awliya is the plural of wali, any protector, hence no protectors for them, no senior advocate, no lawyer, no attorney, nobody for them. Yansurunahum, that will assist them and help them. Min dunillah, against Almighty Allah. Who can help against Almighty Allah? Allah's decree is this ABC person must go to Jannah and Paradise. That is the Fadl and the Rahmah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So that person will definitely then go to Jannah and Paradise. Allah Jalla wa Ala's verdict and decree is he or she must go to Jahannam and the Hellfire. That is Adlam min Allahi Azza wa Jal, the justice system of Almighty Allah. So who can prevent it? Nobody can prevent it. And وَمَنْ يُدِّ لِلَّهِ, and whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala leads astray. We told you in the past on several occasions, when you find verses like that, and whosoever Almighty Allah led astray, is not that you just translate it like that in isolation. You must read it in conjunction with chapter 61, verse number 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they, human being, decided that they want to go on the path of deviation, they took the initiative. Then Almighty Allah passed his verdict and said, you want Zionism, you want communism, you want socialism, you want capitalism, secularism, democracy or democracy, all these taghuti systems, for all of them Almighty Allah calls it taghut. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. We have to reject every system beside that of Islam, remember that, then only will you be on the right path. So today 7 billion plus people fall in this category. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهِ, whosoever Almighty Allah led astray, because they themselves wanted to go astray. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, hence there will be no one to show them and guide them, remember the right path, because they don't want to see the right path. Allah is showing everybody the right path. They say, Allah, we don't like the path you chalked out for us. We will make our own roads and our own path. We say we must follow the path of Rahman. They say you must follow the path of Shaitan and Satan. So that is the big difference. And go read that verse. You know AK 255, AK Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255 of chapter 2 Surah Baqarah. The very next verse, 256, is where Almighty Allah speaks about first rejection, then affirmation. Our kalima, our formula also is like that. La ilaha illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship. La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. That with negation first, then affirmation. So here also is the same thing. So what must we do? Istajibu li rabbikum. Respond positively to your sustainer, nourisher, provider. He created us. He knows what's the best for us. He gave us the final constitution for humanity and posterity, the noble Quran. And min qabli ayyatiya yawmun. So before that day comes, which day? La maradda lahu min Allah. No one can avert it from Almighty Allah. The decree of Almighty Allah is final, and our degrees will not help us in the least. So we all have to prepare for that day, and that day is the day of punishment for those people who passed away and died on kufr, and that is blasphemy, on shirk, on polytheism, on nifaq and hypocrisy, who only paid lip service to Islam, but deep down in the inner recesses of their heart, there is no real iman, that a nifaq. Hazrat Ji Jalal Abadi, in 77, we spent the whole month with Hazrat Ji Nawwarullah Umar Qadahu, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib there in Jalal Abad. In those days, he used to say already, so remember, is zamane mein, nifaq aam ho chuka hai. Hypocrisy has become rife and rampant 40, 50 years ago. Can we imagine where we are today? So we need to be very, very circumspect and very careful. Ma lakum min malja'i. And on that day, for these people who are gone astray and leading other people astray, that there will be no refuge, no sanctuary. Therefore, when we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, we say, La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, there is no sanctuary, there is no refuge for us except by you, Ya Allah. Take us in your divine protection, in your special mercy. Did you read today, O Muslim, O Muslimah, chapter 7, verse 151? Read now with me. Allah wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna, O Allah, include us fi rahmatik, in your special mercy. Wa wahaliya, whilst you alone, exclusively, it is your prerogative only, Ya Allah, and you exclusively, Ya Allah, anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ma lakum min malja'i yawma idhin wa ma lakum min nakir. So for you on that day, there is no one to give you refuge, no one to give you sanctuary. Yawma idhi, and on that day, where the day of justice. Yawma idhin wa ma lakum min nakir, and there is no one to you for you to deny your actions and your sins. Today in this world, somebody gets involved in some crime, so the lawyer, the attorney, senior counsel, somebody will be there maybe to assist you. Who will assist you on that day? وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every person will come individually in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that day we all will be our own representative, and Allah will say, now speak. This is all the evidence against you, because human being will initially reject all these claims against him. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 19, Surah Maryam, and verse number 95, every person will come on that day individually. Did we read the dua? Chapter 3, verse 194, وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Allah, Jalla Wala, do not disgrace, do not humiliate us on that day, the day of justice. قِيَامَةِ لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِن مَقَابِرِهِمْ. Wherever the people are buried, whether they are cremated, cremating, burning the bodies. In Islam, absolutely, totally haram. So wherever they are, buried in the grave, in the ocean, the ash thrown there, wherever, in the mountains or in the land or in the sand or wherever. So Almighty Allah will bring everyone. And now the day, Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning, the day of accountability. Chapter 14, verse 41, Rabbana ghfir li wa li لدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. So that is why we need to prepare and beg Almighty Allah, give us death on Iman and Islam. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala, make that day the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا, and if they turn away, as is their habit, فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا, hence we have not made you, we have not appointed you, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Mustafa, صلى الله عليه وسلم, حَفِيظًا, as a guardian over them, إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, إِنْ نَافِيَا, fornication, إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, your function, your mandate, Ya Rasulullah, illa al-balagh, to convey the message. As we read in Surah Yasin, the function of the prophets and messengers, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, our function, our mandate is to convey the true message. In today's world, we can tell you that this is right, this is wrong, but we can't bring the sword or the gun there to your neck or your head and tell you you must embrace Islam. No, hasha wa kalla. Islam teaches us, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 256, La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims. They must enter into the fold of Islam lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Not we put the gun at their head and so forth. Now look at human beings' nature, me and you, and majority of people, 5-10% you can exclude, but 90%, 80% of us you can include. Wa inna, Almighty Allah Jalla wala, in various places in the noble Quran, uses the royal pronoun we, the plural, the collective why. Almighty Allah uses it for respect and reverence. Allah sabili ta'zeem. And Almighty Allah uses plural why. When you study linguistics, you study the Semitic languages, you study Arabic, Hebrew, and Yiddish, and Syriac, and so forth, you will find that it is something very common. Why? To stamp your authority, majesty, and sovereignty. So Allah Jalla wala is the King of Kings. Wa inna idha adhaqna al-insan minna rahma. And we, surely we, when we give that human being from our side rahma, we gave him health, we gave him wealth, we gave them honor, we gave them dignity, we gave them power and government and so many things, then what does this human being do? We supposed to be making shukr, but Allah Jalla wala complains of me and you. Oh Hazrat Insan, oh masterpiece, what did you do? Wa qaleelum min ibadi ash-shakur, and very few of my servants are very, very grateful. You see ourselves, when the going is good, then majority of us, we get involved in vices and we become brazen. See, in South Africa, from top to bottom, you find the government and the political arena that there is corruption to the core. We say, if they corrupted, so let us also become corrupted. Now, how can we change the situation when we just follow the Pied Piper? So that is unacceptable. Remember that. We have to still continue with the good deeds and make shukr. And shukr means that we stay away from all vices. We control our thoughts, our mind, our heart, our eyes, our ears, our tongue. And therefore, Almighty Allah complains of me and you. Chapter number 34, Surah Sabah, and verse number 13, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful. Why are we so ungrateful? What is the rationale? What is the underlying factor? O Muslim, O Muslimah, you know the ayat and you know the surah, chapter by heart, you have memorized it. Go to chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, and read the first five verses. Allah praises the loyalty of the horses to their master and owner. Then Allah complains of me and you. Surah 100 and verse number 6. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insan, apne rab ke bahut bahut hi na shukar hai. Lakanood is hyperbole, is mubalagha, is the intensive form. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to his sustainer, nourisher, provider. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. And he bears testimony to it. When Allah gave me 1,000, I used to make 2 rakat salat to shukr every day. Then it became 1 million, then 5 million, then 50 million, 100 million. Now I hardly got time to go to the masjid. I'm mashghul jiddan, very, very busy, engrossed, and now drowning in this dunya and in the glitter and glamour of this world. Wa innahu لحب الخير لشديد. And human being, why are you so ungrateful? Almighty Allah shows us, highlights the rationale and the underlying factor. وَإِنَّهُ, verily he, this human being, male, female, لحب الخير, are intensely in love. لحب الخير لشديد, intensely in love with this wealth. Allah calls wealth khair. So wealth is good. But when we make that wealth the alpha, omega, the aim and objective, we encroach on the sharia. We make the haram things halal, sharia compliant. And we put halal logos everywhere. And we come on the TV and what have you and so forth. Then we no more ulama. We have become actors and scholars for dollars. So remember, then you are dhullu wa adhullu. Then you go astray and you lead so many people astray. Allah mahfadhna amin. Allah jalla wala protect us. Deep down they all know, and we all know, the sins we commit. Not that we don't commit sins, we all commit sins. But this is to justify it. Why? So that we can make more money and use deen and commercialize it. And that is the punishment for ulama. Uqubatul ulama. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, and he is faqihu hadhil ummah, the great mufti of this ummah, and Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, used to say that talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. Outwardly we're telling people we are doing actions for the year after, but the primary aim and objective is talabu dunya. We want more and more of this worldly life. May Almighty Allah protect us all. May Almighty Allah guide us all. So yeah, dahmatan, Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes. Fariha biha. So they're very happy about it with kibar and takabbur and pride and arrogance. Like what happened to Pharaoh, what happened to Qarun, what happened to all these tanpot dictators in our own life we saw. What happened to the Shah of Iran, and what happened to so many prime ministers, presidents and kings, and what is happening in Saudi Arabia. Allah gave them millions, billions. They will give Trump the harami, 1 trillion. But remember the ulama who speak the truth, they will arrest them and incarcerate them. So that is why we say yesterday's khutbah. Therefore I refuse to call these people Sheikh Yasir Dawsari. Go listen to the khutbah. He speaks of the king and takes his name. He speaks of MBS and takes the Murtad bin Shaitan's name. And he praises them and said what service they rendered to this ummah. Thereafter he reads salawat and durood sharif and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will you say of such people? Remember, you'll sell out and traitors to Islam. Not khadimul haramain sharifain, khainul haramain sharifain. Traitors greatness to Islam and to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. Yes, Khadimu America and Khadimu Israel, they are the servants and the hopeless people making khidmat and serving the interests of America and Israel. That is Fariha Biha, very happy and proud and arrogant. Wa in tusibhum sayya, and if and when the calamity comes, sayyatum bima qaddamat aydihim, because of what their hands have sent forth. So now what you see, that the vices we committed with our own body, aydihim is not confined to the hands, with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongue, with our entire anatomy. So most of the crimes are committed with the hands. So therefore that is mentioned. Why? فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ. You see, kafur, that is hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. Because this human being's nature is such, he is very, very ungrateful that if he's Muslim. And he is a very, very big kafir and non-Muslim. Kafur, intensive form. Reject this of Islam, reject that of Islam, reject that of Islam. They will tell you Islam is not compatible with this modern day and age and so forth. So Islam is for all times and all places. If I show you a red apple, but you have jaundice eyes, and you tell me the red apple is now yellow, so whose fault is that? It's not the apple's fault or my fault, it's your fault. So that is what we are seeing in this day and this age. May Allah Jalla Wala guide us all to the truth and keep us with Iman and Islam and make our Khatima bil Khair, that we pass away on Iman and Islam, and that becomes the best day in our life, the day we meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Shaban, 1446, and the ceasefire, fragile ceasefire, is still holding there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Today is day number 14 of that ceasefire. So let us present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We support Hamas. Whether you like it or not, we're not worried about that. We don't bother about people. We speak the truth, walhaqqu ahaqqu ay yuttaba. And you have to speak the truth, whether the public likes it or not, whether the haramis like it or not, the Westerners and the Israelis and Jutlas. Today there will be another exchange, the fourth one. Three Jutlas will be released, remember that, by Hamas. Where will they take them? Their masters, remember that. They humiliate America and they humiliate Israel. Sometime they take them there to Gaza City, sometime they take them to Yahya Sinwar's house, and then they put the American flags on the ground, Israeli flags on the ground, and then they tramp on it and trample it to show we are in charge here. لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ, to enrage this kuffar, remember that. And they must go crazy and get mad. Therefore, the Haaretz newspapers say that Hamas is making a spectacle of it. So what must we do? To show the world that you are the biggest haramis and you and America are guilty of state terrorism, and you are the biggest terrorists on earth. 90 Palestinians will be released today, but these Jutlas Israelis will say so many can go to Gaza Mubarakah, so many can go to Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, and maybe so many others must go there to Egypt and then to the neighboring countries and so forth. So that is how they work, the haramis. There was a lady and she was there with Hamas, and she gave, you must remember, an interview to the Israeli TV channel, and I sent it out, remember that, we received the script, and she said that I want to stay in Gaza. The water in Gaza is so different. Oh, Hamas, send somebody else in my place. I want to stay here. There's something different about the air and the water. And she kept kept on looking at Hamas, the members. She never saw real men like them, Mujahideen. She only saw plastic guys with big guns and hand grenades and their diaper force wearing 5-5 jockeys and so forth, the haramis. So now she's changing the story. Israel is applying pressure on her. Her name is Emily. So Emily was speaking to the leader of Britain, Starmer, another war criminal as far as we are concerned, sending secret planes there, you must remember, to Gaza and telling the Israelis where they must fire and so forth. So all these haramis, we know all about them. We don't have to curry favor with any government, any politician, organization or person. So she says that I was kept there in the UNRWA camp, very little for medical facilities. So medical facilities that you must ask Israel. They destroyed all the hospitals. They destroyed all the clinics. Very little food. So they are the ones who are starving the Palestinians. Therefore, our stance is very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Benny Morris, if you know anything about Israel politics, is a Jewish historian. He says in the Haaretz newspaper, only solution will be two states. Give the Israelis their state and give the Palestinians their state. Otherwise, genocide will occur and get worse. So remember, Haaretz carried another article. There is no Auschwitz there, as you find for the Jutlars. There in Poland, and 90%, 80% what they speak are propaganda, Hasbara, as they call it, and lies. But yeah, in Gaza, that won't occur. But the genocide is occurring. These are all Jutlars. Go read the Haaretz newspaper. This is not from our side. 700 people plus are killed in Goma. Things are very bad there in Congo, and they're blaming the M23 and Rwanda forces and so forth. There's much more to it. Just now I'll explain to you. Trump trumpeting away. So Trump says it will come into effect in the next 3 hours or so. 25% tariffs. American call it tariff. Our people will call it taxes. And, you know, customs and duty and what have you. So 25% tariff for Mexico and Canada, and 10% for China. So what you think, that China will just take it sleeping? No, they will impose it also upon them. So he wants to be like the big tenpot dictator, just sign the executive order and so forth. Trump is destroying America in the first month of his second presidency, and that's very good. That's what we want. We want the civil war in America, so they must also disintegrate, just like the Soviet Union. Once they fall, Israel falls, all those Arab tenpot dictators with all their oil will fall. And you know, the knock-on effect, as we say. Now 67 of these Americans dispatched to hell. We say, Alhamdulillah, if there was any Muslim, inshallah, he will go to Jannah. And we say, Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun, if there was any Muslim. But 99% it was non-Muslim. And they dispatched it to hell. We're very happy about it. Trump knows nothing, but he must shoot his mouth. He said that helicopter was flying very high. Yeah, can you imagine that? Even his own people are saying, ya later hu sakata, shut your mouth up, man, Trump. Why must you poke your nose everywhere? But Trump can't stop, you know. He must show he's a narcissist. You know, some Maulvis, they call Sayyidina Umar narcissist. Allah forbid. These are the hypocrites of Islam. So you must remember this. He's a narcissist and he's an egoist and so forth. The Russians have the upper hand. From Russia with love. I like Putin. So when anybody causes harm to the Americans, anybody causes harm to the Israelis, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, we will support him. That is our stance, and we make it known to everybody. Now also, the Jutlas are recording my program. We say, go to hell. So the Russians have the upper hand. And today is day number 1073. It's coming to 3 years. Putin is putting them in the right place. Remember that. Therefore, there's nothing he's doing against Putin. He wants to meet Putin, Trump, because he only knows that what Putin can do to America with their nuclear and everything else. Pakistan, now Pakistan, the army, totally upside down. Choro ki hukumat, government of thugs and crooks, remember that. From top to bottom, reminds me of South Africa, you know. So few weeks ago, a ship and all that carrying the Pakistanis, 43 of them drowned off the coast of Morocco, and now the government investigated and they're firing left, right and center for the people on top who were responsible for this tragedy. Hamas says we are prepared to talk to him, Trump, one-to-one direct talks. Come, Trump. We put the ball in your court. You taking, speaking of Gaza, and they must go to Egypt and go to Jordan. Yesterday he said, I'm confident it will happen. You know, Trump talks a lot of nonsense. So he's a madman. He's a crazy guy. The people who are voting for him and voted for him are more crazy. They're crazy people. Saudi Arabia is preparing for Ramadan. Ramadan will start in South Africa according to the calendars that Saturday night. And that is the 1st of March. And 2nd March, Sunday, will be, remember, the first fast. That's according to calendar. Saudi Arabia will be one day before. You know the Munsam is there. So 1st Ramadan, 1st March, the name of the reciters all have been announced and so forth. Two new reciters there in Makkah and so forth. Be that as it may, so now the Saudi media is saying Ramadan discounts will begin on February the 9th. You see that? So today is the 1st of February. And what you see, so next week, Sunday, will be the 9th. And now that will be the Ramadan discount will begin. The shops will have special Ramadan sales and so forth. No democracy in America. Who said so? Mr. Hedges. These are all big political commentators, Charles Hedges. Sweden, the guy who shot the people, who shot the person, who was burning the Quran and sent him to hell. So there was a court case and they released all of them. They say the evidence is very weak and so forth. So alhamdulillah, they did their job and they got released as well. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and give you some local national news. Who is the most famous politician on media? You see, that's social media. He is Mr. Malema, EFF, and his followers are 3 million, 4 million, and so forth. It fluctuates. Load shedding is back. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC, and no current. You see, the whole country. People yesterday told me that their businesses were impacted negatively. Stage 3, they can't run a country. I never voted for them, ANC, and I'll never ever vote for them. They are a disaster for South Africa. In 30 years, they destroyed this country. And you can see, next week, Wednesday, big, big petrol price increase. You're going to pay more and more. And then if you look at this Eskom, then they just gave them a 12-13% increase. Our electric bill will go more and the services will deteriorate. That is your South Africa. That is your government. Good for nothing, if you ask me. 4 cops were granted bail there because of the Zama-Zamas. You know Stilfontein near Klerksdorp. And the biggest crook from there, Tiger, he escaped and the police were helping him. Can you believe that? He knew how to play the game like Bester. You remember Bester? So Bester was sleeping with his girlfriend and the cops were helping him and so forth. So you must remember that, you see this whole conflict there in Congo. One side is Congo, one side is Rwanda, one side is the M23. Our South Africans, our Minister of Defense doesn't even know what defense means. NGO, hopeless, useless character also. So let me give you some inside information. You know, if you're a businessman, they tell you insider trading is not permissible. So let me give you some inside information. What the hell is our South African National Defense Force doing there? Besides 13 got killed, so many injured. So what are they doing there? You see, your Cyril, you voted for him. You voted for the ANC. So Cyril has interest there, mining interest. And there's one, two big mines and what have you. They registered on Cyril's name. And the name is Shanduka. Shanduka. So the Shanduka. Now imagine our National Defense Force is gone there to the Congo and to defend and protect the interests of Cyril and the ANC in the name of Shanduka. And they make you, the voter and the South African citizen, a fool and an idiot. But we will name them, shame them and nail them. That is what we will do. Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. I was in nuclear yesterday by Sheikh Zardad, mashallah, historic masjid, 101 years old. Lunch we had there by the trustee, Brother Abdul Aziz, my brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland. He arranges all this. Jazahullahu khaira, Allah reward our Haji Ahmed Abdi. And what a fascinating history. When they bought that plot for the masjid, it was such a simple structure. When the train would pass, the whole masjid would shake. Like today, if you go to Kempton Park, Boundary Bazaar, and you deliver a lecture there, the planes are flying above the masjid. And next to it, I know I delivered several times lectures there. And what you see, you have to stop because nobody can hear you, you see. So it is like the whole masjid is shaking and vibrating. So fascinating history, you know. Zuma loses the court case. Zuma likes the courts because Nani ka Fatiha. He don't have to pay what he worry. So he said that you can't call this government of national unity, but he lost the case. Zuma, just leave all these court cases, sit quietly in Kwanla, so, and become Sulman. I'll make you Sulman, and your name will be Yaqub Jumma. So today program, inshallah, 7 to 9, Mauna Khalid Yaqub. The lecture I delivered, rendered yesterday there at Nuclear Masjid for half an hour plus minus. So that will be repeated, inshallah, between 1 and 1:30 after the Zohar Azan, and Maulana Salim Kareem and Junaid Murta. Obviously, tomorrow we don't have a program, and tomorrow will be Q&A, inshallah, inshallah, or Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 2 and 4. But for Monday morning, you see, inshallah, Adhan will be going at 4:05 Adhan. So inshallah, Maulana Salim will introduce the program, everything, then Adhan, and then I will come on, and inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, then half week will be in South Africa next week, and the next half will be in Botswana. Khabarouni, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah make it easy, Allah ta'ala accept it. So 4:05, Junaid Mota, Jinnat Muta, make a note of that. Alright, inshallah. Maha Salim Kareem, we have 15-16 minutes left. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz.
What is the masla regarding the road accident fund? If my vehicle is damaged or I am hurt and injured, can I receive compensation from the road accident fund? And is that money jais?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know in South Africa how much taxes we pay, direct taxes, indirect taxes. So our license and our petrol and diesel and so forth. Allah protect us all. Always read chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He, Almighty Allah alone, is the best protector, whilst He exclusively is the most merciful one to show mercy. So our fatwa verdict will be that if you met up in an accident, Allah forbid, you injured, Allah give you shifa, give out charity, read Ya Salamu, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimeen, you must claim, but there must be no bribery and corruption involved, and whatever money you receive, 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, all permissible. So you must remember that, because you will be paying taxes through our right hand and left hand and everything for this corrupt government and politicians.
Mufti Sahab, can I insure my vehicle against the third party?
Remember that insurance is called ta'min in Arabic. So we look at the conventional insurance nowadays. It is based on gambling, qimar, and is based on, remember that, riba. So therefore the fatwa will be, it is not permissible, remember that. Now the Maulvi must come the third, you know, the other alternative, and that is to open the back door of riba and interest. So therefore we say this bank Sharia comply, we don't accept that, we reject it. And remember they'll come with takaful, and so that also we don't accept. It's all just talfiq. Some laws they take from Hanafis, from Maliki, Shafis, give you a hybrid product and look for loopholes and so forth. So Rida bil Qada, that remember that in Islam, even the third party, the fatwa will be, is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know if a Hafiz who is around 16 years old, who has no beard but does not shave, it just doesn't grow fast, can he lead the Jamaat in Salah?
You know, I was 20 years in Newcastle, wonderful years, mashallah. When I go there, I have nostalgia. So many memories come back, you know. So nevertheless, we had plenty of students from Cape Town and Malaysia and Indonesia. Subhanallah, naturally the beard doesn't grow for many of them, you know, naturally. So they're 16, 17, 18 years old. So it's Ramadan time, they're going to make imamat or other time. So totally permissible. The masla is thus, those people who shave their beard and trim it and make a pencil beard and so forth, you can't read salat behind them. So, but these people who are naturally, they don't have a beard, so totally permissible. Story time quickly. You know him, Maulana Salim Kareem, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahab, who became a Hafiz in 27 days. He came to South Africa 5-6 times. I'm his first student from South Africa. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 1400, and remember 1980. So I was the first graduate from South Africa with Allah's help. So when he came here, so I asked him one-to-one. I say, Hazrat, mere liye ye samajhna zara mushkil hai ke 27 din mein apne Quran Paak ki hifz ki. Hazrat, you became Hafiz in 27 days. So how did it happen? So he started smiling and so. He said, you know, two things happened to me when I finished my studies there. So I didn't even have a beard. And he was riding his pony, and the pony, you understand, fell, and he got hurt. So Maulana had a limp when he used to walk. So therefore, all the students knew him, because two outstanding features. One, he had a limp. Now, that's not the normal thing. And second, everybody had beard, but he had no beard, naturally, you know, and he's qualified, and so forth. So he said, Wahal o Harime, and then near Jalalabad, if you know that area. So Hazrat comes from that part there, Afridi and all that. He belongs to that kabila and that tribe and so. So he said, Ramadan ka mahina aane wala tha, people were very worried and that there was no Hafiz. So Hazrat said, Maine inko kaha, I will perform your Taraweeh, what you worry? But some people knew that Hazrat is not Hafiz. So he said, Main sehri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta, from suhoor time right till iftar time, has to learn. Hazrat was 16 years old, no beard, no nothing. And he say 27 night, he told me this himself, Maine Quran Sharif ko khatam kiya. See, Allah Ta'ala is showing us in this day and this age, our honorable asatiza, Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Ustadul Ulama, 50 years teaching Bukhari Sharif, Hafiz of the Quran in 27 days, but he had no beard when he was performing Taraweeh. So if naturally you had no beard, obviously after that his beard was growing and so forth. But some people, they pass away and they don't have a beard because naturally. So that is fine, totally permissible. But to shave, not permissible. You're confusing everybody. They ask me, who comes Jela Bartman here in Heidelberg, the whiteys, the boo. So I told him, did you go in here to the Kruger Park? Did you see a lion? Remove the mane of the lion, and then what will happen? So yeah, it won't be the same. So I told him the couple were married, and then she gave birth. Now the baby wanted milk, and he came to the chest of the husband. So he said, is khanukh, is enough, enough, I understood the whole thing. I say, you're confusing everybody, even the babies you're confusing. So you haramis, what, you want to behave like the woman? We are men, we must be mujahideen. So you see, when the Russians, we went to Russia and we asked them, what, your Red Army, how come you lost the war against the Taliban and mujahideen? Say, those guys, they used to come out and shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and their big beards. We knew already we can't defeat these people. That is Islam. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. We will cast and place fear and awe in the hearts and minds of these enemies, whether it's America, whether it is Russia, whether it's Britain, and our Afghan Mujahideen and Taliban defeated all three of them. Britain in the 60s, Macmillan said, first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. 79 to 89, they defeated the Soviet Union. And now in our time, and he, Biden, the war criminal, and Joe genocide, he had to withdraw. And Trump used to say, the worst defeat in the history of America. So this is barakah of practicing on the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A masterpiece on this topic, Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadah, whose book which I have, Hujubu I'fa'i Lihya, to lengthen your beard is wajib, compulsory, according to all four schools. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, who we met several times. So Sheikh bin Baz was so impressed with that book of Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakaria, in Arabic it is. So remember, he wrote the Ta'liq on it, and he wrote some footnotes on it. So these are the great, great ulama, and what great books they wrote. We should read it, and then we will understand what Islam is teaching us. Ji.
What is the ruling regarding the dua of Shaban read after every Fard Namaz?
If you mean that we read Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan, the hadith is weak but is acceptable in Fada'il. If you want to find a reference, go open Mishkat Sharif under Abwabul Jumu'ah and you will find it there. If you are speaking about the 15th night of Shaban, you will find some of the Salafis, some of the pseudo scholars for dollars. When I was in the Haramain, I used to hear the Imams of the Haram, they used to reject it. They say, Ahdathah al-Nas, this night is Laylatul Munkara and Bid'ah. On a member, they used to say. But I see some of them are changing their tune now, because I challenge all the Salafis. I say, Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani, rahimahullah, who I met personally, go read his encyclopedia, which we have, alhamdulillah, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, and there his encyclopedia, volume 3, hadith number 1144, and he wrote there the hadith is sahih. Ma sahha fi laylatin nisfi min Shaban. So 15th night of Shaban is a mubarak, auspicious night. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, which is authentic, said, prepare from now, O Ummah, today is already 2nd Shaban. Fayaghfirullahu li jami'i khalqihi illa li mushrik aw mushahin. That Almighty Allah on that auspicious night will forgive everybody except the non-Muslims and people who harbor enmity, malice, rancor, hatred, what Quran Sharif calls, that is, ghil. وَلَا تَجْأَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Chapter 59, verse 10. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, humare dilo mein kudurat mat daliyega. Take that malice, rancor, hatred out. We see people, but because we had argument, dispute regarding worldly issues, so we turn our face away, no salam, no kalam. For deen, we cut off ties. That is mahbub and matloob in Islam. But for worldly reasons is haram. So we must draw that dichotomy and distinction. Then the dua there is mentioned in Bayaki, A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. So all is proven. We won't give you anything from our side. I always, yesterday I had to address the ulama here. Mashallah, where I'm going now, there are 6-7 ulama. One youngster is for his name is Sadiq Ibrahim. So I asked him, I know you Sudani, which part of Sudan you are? He said, Darfur. I said, you know Muhammad Ali Dinari Darfur? He said, Wajaddi. I said, Subhanallah, Jaddi Hakikatan O Majazan, we are speaking Arabic. He said, Hakikatan. Jaddi, he don't mean grandfather, he means great great grandfather. He is the person. The name of the Miqat got changed. Today, when you come from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama, Umrah time, Hajj time, and the Miqat is Zul Hulayfa, where the Master alayhi salatu salam made intention for Umrah, for Hajj, and so forth. So what you see, that today the people call it Bir Ali, Abar Ali, Bir singular, Abar plural. And why Ali? Nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali. 110 years ago, plus minus approximately, Muhammad Ali Darfuri, he says that he was such a great person, a yaghsilul Kaaba al-Musharrafa. He even used to go and wash the Baytullah Kaaba. That time Saudi Arabia were paupers, remember that. So there was no Saudi Arabia, first of all. The Saudi Kafir regime of today only came into existence in 1932 on the 23rd of September. Before that, it was known as Hijaz al-Muqaddas. So Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Jeddah, Taif, and that. Today, the agents are promoting it for Grand Prix purposes. Go look at the packages. Two nights in Makkah, Medina, and 3-4 nights in Jeddah. Now you tell me, who's promoting what? So you're playing the agenda of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. So that is what they want, you must do. So it's all haram, all these type of adverts. We don't have to curry favor with anybody. And you Maulvis who are going worth Mufatiyas, so what you going to do? You're going to take go to Grand Prix also. You're going to watch Ronaldo, the harami, making zina there the whole day. So there is not merit. He's making all haram children there. So you must remember that that's how the life goes on. Today, in the holy cities of Makkah and Medina and Taif and Hijaz, and so forth and so on. So we need to wake up and understand these issues. Last question.
Okay, so one of our workers' brother passed away. Is it permissible to use zakat money to pay for the burial expenses?
Totally haram. In zakat, tamlik is a prerequisite. Tamlik means you have to make the recipient an owner. ABC person, male, female, passed away. Now you say for the burial expenses or the debts of the deceased, you are going to use zakat money. So it means in reality that you are telling us you're giving zakat to the dead person, and now from there it will go to the creditors, or it will go for the burial expenses. So who became the owner? The dead person. The dead person can't be an owner. So therefore, to use zakat funds for that, totally haram. You want to help that person, you want to help that family, and so forth. We're speaking about Muslim. So remember, help them with lillah money, and so forth, and so on. And then in that way there, that will be a great thing, you must remember. When people pass away, open Mishkat Sharif under the chapter of Tawbah and Istighfar and so forth. Al-Mawta kal-Ghariq al-Mutaghawis. The people who pass away, their sample example is like a person drowning, screaming and shouting for help. Allahumma aghithni. O people, aghithna. O help us, O people. So that is how we help them. We use our lillah money and sort out their burial, funeral expenses, we sort out their debts and so forth. When I was in Newcastle, I told you, 81 to 2001, then I came here, and now we're sitting in this media, Alhamdulillah, and with Allah's help, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatu min Rabbi. So the NMC, Newcastle Muslim Community, they co-opted me, you know, so to become a member, they needed some guidance, you know. So I say, okay, let me go and see what we... So I used to look at their balance sheet and that. So when the first time I saw it, I saw the, that's how they spelled it, Gorba Fund, G-O-R-B-A. I asked them, what's this Gorba Fund? So is the word is not Arabic, the word is not Urdu proper, you have some Golmol, you know, mix up. They said, no, it's like this new Muslims or poor Muslims, they pass away and we don't know where their family and so forth and so on. So therefore we use this money, lilla money, to for their funeral. I said, oh, you mean Ghuraba Fund. So Ghuraba can mean foreigners, visitors, or it can mean Gharib, you understand, poor people and so forth. But you know our people, Indians, we use some funny word, Ghuraba Fund, they called it. So it's a good thing to have, actually, you must, but pronounce it correctly. So you can have that, but it must be done with lilla money, not zakat money. Jazakallah khair, Mohammed Salim, Junaid Muda. So next week, Monday, Azan 4:05, and then we will, everything will start 4 o'clock as normal, and Ramadan Mubarak, we will start 3 a.m. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.